Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. It takes you right to our website where you can click on that little button at the bottom of the page and stream all of our shows. Today, 29th of April, 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And National Days today?
It's National Peace Rose Day.
Say that again.
Peace? Like peace?
Oh, Pete Rose.
No, peace.
Huh?
Peace symbol.
Peace symbol. Oh.
Like Peace Rose.
Okay, Peace Rose.
Day.
Day.
So like a rose, that's a peace rose.
Okay.
I don't know. National Strip.
Linda's not on.
Is that, you not hear me?
No, we hear you, but you can't hear her.
She's on.
Okay. I can't hear her.
Okay.
No.
She's on. I have her buttons
okay,
on.
We'll switch over a microphone then. Okay, Peace Rose Day. Is that a rose, or do we have any idea?
It's just a rose. Just a rose. A colored rose. Let's see what color it says.
Okay, got it.
Fruit
How's that?
Garden of rose. Yes,
oh, okay.
Much better.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, because the yellow mic is just dead.
Just went dead.
We'll work on it here.
All right, okay, so
right.
80 degrees today. That's going to be our highs with around... light and variable winds, like sunny today. Clear skies tonight. Overnight lows of 51. Thursday's calling for sunny with a high of 87. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow night calls for mostly clear skies with overnight lows of 53. And Friday calls for 85 degrees, mostly cloudy Friday night. Overnight lows of 57. Saturday, 81 with some clouds over the skies, where Saturday night calls for mostly cloudy. Now, Sunday, here's where we get a slight chance of thunderstorms. Not too late to put your plants out again. I always think about that, putting the plants in the thunderstorm or when it's lightning outside they will absolutely be green and on fire. They love it. So take your houseplants out on Sunday. Slight chances of rain before 11, and Monday looks like we'll have about 72. But the rest of the week looks beautiful and sunny, and I remember those days when it gets to be around 87 on Thursday, which is tomorrow. You know, make sure you don't leave your kids or your pets or anything inside the car for too long, because that makes it extremely hot. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, so let's just switch that microphone over here. Just pull it around. All right.
Try that other mic now. It might work.
Oh, we're all in here maneuvering. Darren's in here fixing things. Okay, try.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay.
Mine's not working.
He's on. He's good.
All right, something's going on here.
Go ahead.
We're just, I wish you could see us right now. This is Mutt and Chef trying to figure out how to be on the radio in the morning with your live show.
This is fantastic.
Test. Okay, now I'm on.
Okay, yay.
Hey, test Darren.
Testing.
What the heck's going on in there?
It's good.
Engineer man?
We got it.
Okay, we got it. Okay, now you can switch back over.
All right, we're good.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Darren Hale today.
Hey, how'd you like that introduction?
That was fantastic.
Okay, yeah. good.
What happens when you have a flat, you run out of gas, and you're ready to be there on time, right?
When we leave, everything's working.
Yeah.
And then when we come back overnight, is there a rock show going on in here in the middle of the night? Are y'all
I feel like
partying?
There is sometimes.
Night gremlins.
The night gremlins, that's it. That's exactly.
Okay. Darren, good morning. Thanks for joining us
today.
Good
morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Thanks
good morning, yes.
Okay, Darren. Darren's running for the 1st Assembly District.
I am.
And tell people who Darren is.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Darren Hale. I grew up in Lassen, Modoc County on a 1,000-acre farm. After high school, I got into the construction industry, spent 25 years in construction, building homes and doing finished carpentry and commercial.
You worked on some big projects.
I did. After 08 hit, recession, and fell into place and, work was kind of scarce around here. So I ended up joining the Carpenters Union and, went down to the Bay Area every week and worked on like Levi Stadium, Samson Semiconductor, and finished out my career down there on Travis Air Force Base.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get free tickets for life?
I wish. I helped do all of the suites in there, and those are pretty amazing.
That should be like a, hey, I would love to do this for you. You need me. I got your back. But guess what I want?
Yeah.
At least 10 per year.
I got a t-shirt.
And an attaboy and a slap on the back. Thanks, buddy.
Well, we also got a paycheck. There is the big thing about that. Okay. Yeah. And then what happened?
So 2016, had a life change. Got burnt out on traveling the Bay Area every week. Was wearing and tearing on my body and family life. So, ended up getting my building inspector's license and a code enforcement license and started with City of Anderson. And then after a couple of years there, I got an offer City of Reading for lead code enforcement. Went there and things changed for me a little bit in that realm. Code enforcement in Reading is quite different than code enforcement was in Anderson. So, yeah.
So we've heard.
Yes. So I jumped ship there and went over to Public Works, as a Public Works inspector. So.
She's going to come back over here. Make sure you stay in front of that microphone.
So anyway, that's a great, okay. So there you went. You went to Public Works.
Yeah. And then for my political ambitions, that started for me in 2020 during COVID.
Okay.
So that had a big wake-up call there, just like a lot of people, during that time. And I decided I didn't like where our country was headed. I didn't like where our state was at or headed. And I just figured, if I want to make any type of change, I got to get in the fight. So I started small, went to Anderson City Council, and they appointed me for Mosquito Vector Control Board trustee. And then from there, I just kind of moved up the ladder a little bit, went to Planning Commission, then got appointed to the Anderson School Board of Trustees. Butch Schaefer ended up stepping down to pursue his lifelong dream, so I took his role there. And that's where that all really happened for me in the political world. Yeah.
And then you ran for Anderson City Council.
I did in 2024. And that was an incredible experience campaigning, just going door to door, meeting the people. That was a lot. That was an eye opener. It was a lot more fun than I anticipated it would be.
Did you knock on a lot of doors?
A lot of doors.
A lot of doors.
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Ended up winning that election overwhelmingly, and here I am today, Anderson City Council member. And,
kind of skipping over the city and county stuff. Oh no, you've been cities. Kind of skipping the county ideas, and then going right for the state assembly.
Yeah, and it honestly, my political ambition really it kind of stopped at Anderson City Council. I had no inclination on going for Board of Supervisors or running against Chris. I didn't want to do anything like that. And it actually took, for me, it took a series of events that happened starting back in August.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. But what was the biggest difference in code enforcement in Reading and Anderson?
Way more heavy-handed. And what I really got to see firsthand was people in the community using our local government to weaponize neighbor against neighbor.
Mm.
And they would do that over.
Work against what?
Neighbor against neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
And I would see it just in people would turn in other neighbors just because they have a political difference. Mm. And I didn't want any part of that. I think that was wrong.
Really? I mean, but even if they turn them in, I mean, it still comes down to code enforcement. I mean, so they turn in what they would perceive as violations.
That's correct. Mm. Correct. And then we would, their process in Reading was they took every single complaint and did an investigation on every single one. And as in, code enforcement officers, because these are just infractions, we have the ability to have discretion to not enforce. Yeah. And I wanted to exercise some of that because I saw too much weaponization going on in Reading, and I got reined in pretty quick. So it wasn't for me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, code enforcement and permitting is such a – even though people will say there's been changes in it, we've been in the business 16 years, and I'll swear maybe from the first show on, we've been hearing that problems in code enforcement and permitting and all this. Yeah. I mean, every official comes in and talks about, you know, oh, well, we need to take a look at our permitting process. And then once they're in there, it's like, oh, well, you know what? They're not too, you know, they're making changes and all this. Yeah. But it still comes up.
It's still a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's very subjective. The permit or the code enforcement, right. Like you just said.
Yes.
And if somebody wanted to be a stickler, there's so many rules and regulations out there.
There's a violation on every single parcel in the county. They're just because there's so many rules.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah, we're here with Darren Hale, and we're going to take our first break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for Supervisor, standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Good Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Oh, Lions, putting on the Ritz. Cool blast, hitting heat, that's the pits. No more fits, no more sweating buckets, no freezing bits. Oh, Lions, putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop. to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Don't hurt me no more. Okay, I'll stop singing. She's giving me the sign. Stop singing. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:22 in the morning here on the 29th of April, 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, though. Our guest today is Darren Hale, who is running for the 1st Assembly District. He's been actively involved in community affairs for years, has been voted into the Anderson City Council, got the largest vote than anybody's ever had. So, So he's on the Anderson Union School District's, not the board, but you're on the board of trustees.
Not anymore. It's when I won my seat at Anderson City Council, those are incompatible offices. I can't be
okay,
on both.
Okay, got it. So, all right, but that makes sense. Okay, so local guy working there at being there at the city council. What made you want to run for the 1st Assembly District?
So,
I think kind of a pretty huge step up.
It is. And it really wasn't even in my, radar. It wasn't, like an ambition of mine. It started back in, I believe it was August last year for me.
Okay.
And a big topic that was happening at legislature was AB 495. And so that's the affidavit that, just about anyone can sign your kid out of school. And what California was doing and what Sacramento was doing is they were attributing all of these deportations from ICE and kids getting left behind. And so they wanted a quick, easy pathway for someone to come in and take care of these undocumented kids.
If their parents.
Yes.
And we're here illegally and they got picked up.
Correct. And still to this day, I have not heard of any instance where that has actually occurred.
So this was supposedly, so then somebody from their family or a close friend could come over, sign the kid out, but also have parental guardian rights?
It's beyond just family or close friends. It was literally anybody.
Okay.
Yeah. And so typically in that scenario, you know, an educator would know of someone who would want to care for a kid that's left behind or something like that. So mm-hmm. there are good people that want to do good things out there. So, I mean, that's.
But it depends on the way something's written.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The law of unintended consequences here.
And in this affidavit, it specifically says on there that no ID is required and no court order by a judge is required either. Now, each school district on their own, they can ask for additional verification, but California legislature doesn't require it. So, I was tracking that bill. I was like, man, this is bad news. We actually ended up at, Anderson City Council. I had placed on the agenda a letter to send to Senator Daley and others to please vote no on that one. Right prior to that, when I was tracking this bill, I looked at the different legislators and who was voting and who was voting for it, against it, and I found that Heather Hadwick did an NVR, which is a no vote recorded. She abstained from voting from it. And I thought that was not okay. This, out of all the bills that they voted on that day, there are roughly 100 or so that day that they voted on, that was the one bill that was a no-brainer, no vote. That shouldn't have been missed. So, like I usually do, I go to social media, I post a picture or a screenshot of her no vote, and the community came out in droves and was quite frankly outraged because...
Did she say anything about it?
She did. And still to this day, I don't really have a real true honest answer.
She's going to be on Friday, so yeah. I'll ask her about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. She claims, you know, they have to take bathroom breaks or go eat a snack or something like that. And I'm like, well, that could have happened at any time during that day. But from what I hear, her own staff said, no, she skipped that vote on purpose because she's working with people in Sacramento, some special interest groups and other legislators where she didn't want to muddy the waters. And I just thought when I heard that, that upset me even more because it's like you're not elected in there to pander to any of those people. You are to vote according to your constituents' will.
Okay.
So time goes on, and at my time at Anderson Union High School Board of Trustees, we ended up discovering that we were a part of a grant program called Community Schools. Real briefly on Community Schools, it's California wrote a grant and has infused a whole bunch of money into different school or like all the school districts in California, and it's designed to set up medical clinics, dental. Behavioral health, eye, ear, like the whole body. That's why they call it the whole child, because you're literally supposed to drop your kid off at school and every service, every social welfare service is at their fingertips when you drop your kid off at school.
So it's like they get dental, medical. Is that happening?
Oh, it's absolutely happening.
Okay.
Was
the concept, the idea is that parents can't, you know, they don't have the money to provide dental?
That's some of the argument on the other side. Yeah.
So, but what do you see?
Well, 2 years ago, California passed a law that if a child is 12 years in age or older, that the school does not have to inform the parents that their children are receiving these services.
Right.
And that's a big deal.
That includes abortions.
That's absolutely.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So when we saw that we were a part of this grant and we did the research on, you know, what was the intent of this grant, and then a lot of the ideology and the different groups in the background that are really pushing this, like the CTA, Communist Party USA, the United Nations is huge into this. They have their 17 sustainable goals, and education is one of them. There's a plethora of very extreme left-leaning groups that are rushing this socialization, social-emotional behavioral health on mm-hmm. our kids, and steering way far away from our basic education, you know, reading, math.
We're doing woefully wrong, bad.
Well, and the data shows it, right? Yeah. Our kids are declining in education. The graduates are declining. It's none of these things are working. So we need to stop, pump the brakes, go back to what we did before, and then try to, you know, see how we can advance these kids' education, because that's what the schools are for, education.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't, I don't believe education should have any hand whatsoever in any type of medical decision or triage. I mean, by doing this, you're essentially having a teacher triage a student and making an assessment on what this service this kid needs. And
it's one thing to have to go if a kid gets injured at school. It's what you got the nurse for, stabilize them, and go from there.
That's right.
Okay. We're here with Darren Hale, who's running for first Assembly District, and we got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Forget about your trouble and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th. Drift Away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock. Fight with a splash of hip-hop. Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees. Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters. Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com. Your adventure begins here. Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at WeddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit WeddingRodeo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at WeddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. visit RedingRodeo.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here. Some might call it Pump Day.
I have
96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. What do you have there?
Okay, Reading Rodeo tickets are still available. You know, Friday and Saturday nights are sold out. Okay, I'm seeing things on Facebook every day, people looking for tickets for Friday or Saturday night. Let me tell you, Wednesday and Thursday, there's still some tickets left, and those are going to be great nights. Wednesday is Native American Appreciation Night, and it's kind of like a mini Stillwater powwow because the dancers will come out during the event, and you're going to get a great show there. Thursday is Family Night. I tell you what, my friends, we're one of the top 40 rodeos in the nation out of 715. And we're on national TV, and this is a great rodeo, mutton busting, everything. We've done a lot of changes down there, so it's going to make things easier, getting tokens, more beer booths, which everybody likes. It's going to be a great event. Get your tickets from ReddingRodeo.com. Get them now, because you don't want to not see the rodeo this year, bucking on the river. Okay, we're here with Darren Hale. And Darren Hale is running for First Assembly District, and he talked about this one legislation, AB 495, that essentially lets other people come in and, but could I come in and get your kid?
So,
they won't let you do that. Well, I mean.
I think our Assembly 1 District schools, there's enough good people to probably ask for additional verification.
Yeah, I would think so.
But there are cities in the state where, they just don't care.
Okay, another thing that, and I'm, it's votedarrenhale.com.
Yes.
I'm on your website. You're talking about government, protect the border, have a strong military, build infrastructure.
That's it.
And, you know, and there may be another one in there, but, or two, but you're talking about infrastructure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because we have, a lot of failing infrastructure here in our state. I mean, from streets to sewer lines to water lines. And I know the Biden administration passed, $1.2 trillion dollar bill. What was that? I think it was 2022 or 2021.
For infrastructure.
Yeah. And so I'd like some of that money to come to our district. And, you know, we vastly, desperately need it because, just in Anderson alone, we've got several miles of, very old sewer lines. It's.
Well, same thing in Reading.
Yeah, same
thing. Some of that stuff, it goes back to like 1912.
100%.
And they're the old clay ones. And I mean, the fact that they're still there.
Yeah.
Shows something.
By chance, I hopped on to Build California. It's part of Caltrans or something. I looked at their layout for the year of construction projects in Assembly District 1. And we're only slated for like $2 million out of $100 million. And large majority of that is going over to this wildlife bridge over 101 in Aurora Hills.
I've read about that.
It's like, it's ridiculous. And the $2 million that we are getting is for like additional signs around curves. It's just ridiculous. And like, why don't we have anyone advocating to get those dollars into our district badly?
So what's another, you've got, seven. Yeah. You have seven things that you really want to promote. So which is the next important one to you?
So I wonder if you don't mind, I'd like to go back to the community schools grant, and because it's really my platform.
Okay.
And that's the stark contrast between me and Heather Hadwick.
Okay.
And where she's not only been a grant writer for MoDoc County, there's a consortium up there called North Star, and there's several school districts that are part of that. And she champions this community school program, but she hasn't done the homework that me and several others have done and really dove deep into this, because there is an agenda. There is a socialist communist push to really take over our school system. And if, you know, for what's left of it anyway.
Part of the playbook. Yeah.
It's a part of the playbook, 100%. So, when we saw
the playbook we're talking about is Saw somebody, and he's an anarchist and a communist, and he said things to control, and one of them, of course, is the education system.
Yeah, it's a Marxist-Leninist thing.
Yeah, whether you believe in it or not, but these are the things he's outlined,
yep.
And you'll see it pretty much on a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
That people will go back and say, well, look, this is what he said in his timeline to take over from inside.
Absolutely. So when we saw at Anderson Union High School District, when we saw that we were part of the community school grant, which at that time we didn't realize that the trustees didn't have the ability to review grants when they came in or when they were applied for. So we're like, hey, stop, pump the brakes. We want to be a part of that process. So we changed the superintendent's contract. It was the authorization designation form. And we took back some of our power and said, hey, we want to review these things. And when we saw we were in the community school grant, we're like, no. And all the research I did on it. And we got a lot of blowback, too. 7R News picked it up and several other people. And even SCOE, who's the lead for this program, got a lot of pushback from them as well. We, after all the research and several meetings, at that time I had won my election, so I'm now on Anderson City Council. 2 months later, that Board of Trustees ended up pulling out of that grant. And it was such a proud moment for me, because that was weeks and weeks of research and studying and educating, different trustees on what was going
on.
So then later on, because you asked me before, like, what was my ambition to get into this? Later on, I posted an article on how community schools is a pipeline to Planned Parenthood, because that's exactly what it is. So you're talking about transitioning kids, you're talking about abortions and stuff like that, and now you implement that law where you don't have to tell parents 12 years of age and older. That's a huge problem, and that's stuff we do not want to see in our district at all. Heather comes into my comments and starts defending it and says, our really conservative superintendents are not doing that, and that's just out of touch. Those things are happening in Assembly District 1 at a lot lesser scale than other big districts like the Bay Area or LA, where they are actually doing these things on campus. But I was able to pull up video and all kinds of stuff and said, no, you don't understand what's going on here. You know, your superintendents, most of them don't really have a clue what's going on between the educator and the kid and what type of ideology is being pushed there. So, so that was when I said, you know what, I've tried to communicate this with her, like, you need to do the research on this, and got kind of crickets. So I'm like, I'm just going to run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Richard, are you still there?
Of course I'm here, Carl.
Okay. You have a question?
Two quick topics, and then I'll take my answer off there. Would Darren look into doing some election reform at the state level? And the second issue is charter counties and cities. The state is very quickly restricting charter county and city authority, likely in light of Shasta County becoming charter. So I'd ask if Darren would look into turning that back around and giving more powers and authorities to charters. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for waiting. Okay, we got to take a break, and you can answer that when you come back. Plus, we ran out of time, so there's some other things we need to talk about. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bob can buy the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Goods, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a card. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. For the best, called Wurst. Yep, that's right. The Windshield Whisperer. Been in the business close to 30 years. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He does great work, my friends. He's worked on our windshields and our friends' windshields and just does outstanding work. Brings it into a climate-controlled area, fixes it, and then guarantees it. If you're not sure, don't take a chance. If you're not sure, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a better-known business. And we're here with Darren Hale, who's running for First District Assembly. And Rich called, and he asked about election reform and charter cities.
Yes. To answer Rich's question, I'm all for all the things election integrity. Matter of fact, I'll be voting for Carl DeMaio's initiative on the ballot, and also for Measure B that I believe Rich had a hand in also.
That's the big one, is that Initiative B. And I would think, from just looking at polls, that thing's going to roll without too much of a problem. Because the vast majority of the United States thinks that there should be, you should show ID.
Yes.
And the, when you're looking, you know, at the numbers from black voters, Hispanic voters, and independents, everybody, they're all agreeing that, you should be able to, just show ID.
You have to have ID for literally everything else.
Everything else.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then on the charter cities, I'm 100% for local control. Now, I do not, I'm not naive to think in a supermajority that I'm going to get a whole lot of headway on massive election reforms or bringing back more local control, but you better believe I'm going to fight for it like there's no tomorrow. So,
well, and there, that leads me to, it was going to be one of my questions. No matter how good our reps are, and we have sent good reps down there before, that when you've got a supermajority that takes a bill that you write and then guts it at midnight and puts something totally else in it, and then they vote on it at 2 a.m, How do you combat that?
What's your idea? You have to be on your game. You have to be watching. You have to know that these shenanigans are happening, and you have to watch it. And that's one big thing for me that I will probably set myself, well, I will set myself apart from Heather Hadwick, is I'm going there strictly 100% to represent the people. Period. Full stop. I am not interested in taking a bunch of special interest money and voting the way they prefer me to vote, or skipping from voting so that something goes through committee unopposed. And I'm not particularly interested in reaching across the aisle either. I understand that some good conversations can be had, and there's not any disrespect for the other side, but it's a ideology that is vastly different than us, than from us in the North State. So I'm not going to sacrifice any of our values to try to get a few crumbs, whether that's money for our infrastructure or money, community schools money. It's that type of stuff. It's like I'm not going to sacrifice our core values up here just to play the game.
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple of questions. Timber industry.
Yes. I'd love to see mills come back because mills are our original and best environmentalist. Honestly, they took care of our forest. They thinned it out enough so these wildfires were not as, you think about it 30 years ago, a 60,000 acre fire was a big deal in our area. That was a big fire. Now we're having million acre fires. It's insane.
It was total mismanagement.
It's total mismanagement. Total mismanagement.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, you also said energy. We're sitting on an ocean of oil here in California.
We are.
That we don't seem to be taking advantage of. We're importing our oil. We got the highest gas prices in the nation. What are you going to do? You've got something in. One of your points is advocate for and promote unleashing energy independence.
Yeah, and that's the full spectrum. Not so much on windmills because I think those things are just absolutely ridiculous. They cost more than they produce. But everything else, I'm not against solar. I'm not against alternative energy. We need energy, period. And for the governor or the state to shut down two oil refineries when we can't even keep the lights on during the summer, we have to have rolling blackouts. It's idiotic. It's literally idiotic. So yeah, I mean, if I need to, set up round tables with executives and other members of legislation to try to bring back or start up more energy companies I'd like to see it more localized, We have Willibrator just, in Anderson, that feeds PG&E. And now you have this
biomass. Biomass.
And we have technology now, these micro-nuclear,
I would wish people, I'm even seeing environmentalists starting to lean into the nuclear again, because of all the changes that have been made in in the technology to be able to recover like 96%.
Yes.
And, but I think nuclear is going to be, I think it's going to be the future.
It's the cleanest energy we got out there.
And it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and after your original investment, your prices are down.
Yeah, nominal. Yeah.
Okay, you've got some fundraisers coming up.
I do. First off, Friday night is the League of Women's Voters Forum. Myself, Heather Hadwick, and Diana James will be there to debate. So that is at the Riverfront Playhouse at 5:30.
Okay.
And then the following night, on Saturday night at Country Strong Fitness in Palo Cedro is my fundraising dinner.
Okay.
I'm going to have a chili feed, cornbread, corn salad. It's going to be a good time just raising funds to get me out there and maybe get some advertisements going or something. So looking forward to the community turning out there and just having a good time.
Well, Darren, you strike me as being a pretty straightforward guy.
Thank you, Carl.
And, I think you kind of are. What you see is what you get.
That's it.
I love that.
That's it.
I spent too much time in the Marine Corps not to value that. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, my phone number is 530-355-7036. Similar to Kevin, anyone can call me. My number's out there.
Your website?
My website is votedarrinhale.
That's one R.
That is.
It's
D-A-R-I-N.
Hale. H-A-L-E.
That's correct.
Okay.
And, I'm prominent mostly on my Facebook. Facebook is our local public forum, our public square. So my personal Facebook page is Darren Hale, and then my campaign page is Hale-Assembly District 1 2026.
Okay.
Yeah.
And feel free to use this this hour. You can link people to it.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, Darren, well, thanks so much for being here. We'll get you back on again in May before the June 2nd primaries and get an update about what's going on.
Absolutely. I enjoy this time. Thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, hey, it's part of letting people know who, you know, you're putting yourself out there to represent the people. People have to get to know you. So, hey, after the news, we're bringing in Mimi Mosley and Woman, I think it's Woman Says or something, but her guest is Bonnie. Oh, She Speaks, that's right. And her guest is Bonnie Mason. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. The High Court concludes the district, represented by Democrat Cleo Fields, relied too heavily on race in the way it was drawn up. 6-3 ruling fell along partisan lines. The Trump administration is pushing Congress to move quickly on funding the Department of Homeland Security.
The White House is warning Congress that funds to pay Department of Homeland Security personnel will soon run out. The Office of Management and Budget says in a memo that failure to pass legislation could spark new threats of airport disruptions and national security concerns. The House has come to a standstill as Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican lawmakers are tangled over various issues, including the Homeland Security funds. The memo could help the GOP leader pressure lawmakers to act. It says funding that President Donald Trump tapped to pay workers through executive actions will be exhausted by May. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla are in New York City to meet with first responders and victims' families at the 9/11 memorial.
During his address to Congress yesterday, King Charles reflected on the attacks which took place 25 years ago this September.
We stood with you then, and we stand with you now in solemn remembrance of a day that shall never be forgotten.
The King noted that NATO came to America's aid in the aftermath of 9/11. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Knife attack in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood in London declared a terrorist incident by police. 45-year-old man is under arrest. Two men wounded. They're hospitalized in stable condition. Voting along party lines, the Senate Banking Committee approving the nomination of Kevin Warsh to serve as Fed chairman. The final hurdle, a vote by the full Senate, probably next month. On Wall Street, the Dow down 247 points. Townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Russia's traditional parade marking the defeat of the Nazi Germany during World War II will take place this year, but without military hardware.
It will be the first time since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022 that no military equipment will rumble through Moscow's Red Square on May 9, the day Russia celebrates its most important secular holiday and showcases its military might. A Russian military statement cited the current operational situation as a reason for excluding a military equipment convoy as well as cadets from the parade. The statement didn't elaborate. World War II is a rare event in the nation's divisive history under communist rule that's revered by all political groups. And the Kremlin has used that sentiment to encourage national pride. I'm Charles DeLavetta.
It is the 81st anniversary of the defeat of the Nazis. Meanwhile, Russia's attacks on Ukraine continue. News and analysis at townhall.com. Responding to Democrat gerrymandering in Virginia, there's a drive to reshape congressional districts in Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida to benefit the GOP.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis unveiling a new congressional map for the state that could give Republicans up to four additional seats in the House ahead of the 2026 midterms. Right now, Republicans hold 20 seats, and that number could increase to 24. Democrats have eight congressional seats in the Sunshine State, and they could potentially lose half of them, Laura Winters is reporting.
The man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Dinner to kill President Trump last weekend took a picture of himself in his hotel room just minutes earlier, outfitted with an ammunition bag, shoulder gun holster, and a knife, the details contained in a newly released court filing. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, we're streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Just go there and go to our website and you can push the little button at the bottom of the page so you can hear us streaming all over the world. We've also got links to all of our advertisers, all of our shows, and our archives in there. So feel free to use those. And today, the 29th of April, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm, and it's peace.
Rose
Day, yeah. Which is some kind of rose.
Yeah. All right. And it's a national shrimp scampi day also.
Shrimp scampi day. We were talking about that last night.
Yeah, I said, what do you want? I'm going to be making dinner.
So
can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with shrimp scampi. Wow.
No. It's always seems to be
weather.
It's good morning. It's going to be a beautiful week here. Let me today, our temperature is going to be around 80 degrees with our overnight lows with clear skies of around 51. Thursday calls for 87. Okay, I was out with a horse yesterday about 12 o'clock and was riding. Was like, okay, I'm going to start coming earlier.
That means Buford and I will be laying in the backyard, putting our suntan lotion on his nose.
That's right. Thursday night, yep, mostly clear skies tomorrow night with overnight lows of 53. Sunday on Friday with a high of 85 and then Saturday 81. Now on Sunday it looks like we could have a slight chance of thunderstorms. But the temperature's around 78, so you know that we're going to have some pressure there with Sunday and thunderstorms. And then again, Monday, it looks like we could have a chance of rain, and Tuesday as well. So put your plants outside, folks. It's the perfect time for them to get that beautiful food that they get from whatever that's called in the sky. Well, you know what, Bonnie, you're a scientist.
Gosh,
what's
thank
it called
you.
When they have when there's the stuff that happens from light? That's in the atmosphere.
The ion? Yeah.
Is it just that? So. Okay, I thought it was going to be some terminology that was more than that. But that will help your plants grow.
It does.
They go crazy. It's wonderful. So I always take them in and out and all that stuff, and they love it. They're happy. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out in Anderson, the Kinney family, three generations strong, where they're always doing wonderful angel work. They're amazing. They will help the seniors and veterans with special discounts, as well as our community in any way they can. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Now, one of my favorite times, and I always want to make sure I'm in the studio when this happens, is Mimi Mosley has now, this is your second program, yes, where you bring on a special guest that you've selected that is a woman in the community, yes, that is just doing amazing things.
Thank you.
So and it's your turn. Are you still calling it She Speaks?
If somebody has a better idea, let me know. I'm from the South. We just get something and go, she speaks. That's
all right.
I love the terminology.
There's a guy on Facebook that says, did you know? Have you watched him? He goes, did you? He does on the reels, and he talks about the whole Southern thing, about the terminology of the Southern.
Yes.
Is so, like, it's in its own planet.
It is. It is. And you don't want to be said to bless your heart.
Yeah, no. That can
not
mean
a good thing.
That can mean a litany of things, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having us,
yeah.
And this is, and for showcasing women. We really appreciate that. And there are so many women that fly our, and, people that I love, and I've been in Reading since 2009, and in that amount of time, I've grown to love the slice of Americana that happens in Reading. And one of those we just had last week, which was Cool April Nights. And we're about to step into the Reading Rodeo, which is probably my favorite big event of the year. And when you have big events like that, you have to have someone who's got the right heart to make this exactly what it needs to be. And many of those people are never pushed forward and gain the attention. And my whole reason that I wanted to have this one person is because she does kind of fly under the radar, and yet she is the heart, in my opinion, of what the rodeo is. And because from a position of service, I've watched her over the years, and she just gives and gives. She cleans, she hauls stuff around. She is amazing. So I would like for everyone to welcome the heart of the rodeo, is Bonnie Mason.
That's pretty glowing. Thank you.
You're welcome. And tell us how you first had the passion to do anything rodeo related.
I kind of married into it. My parents, I'm lifelong Shasta County resident. We moved home in 2009 as well. And my dad and my mom always had the best saying that you may not have money to give, but you will always have time to give. And so volunteering is part of it. My husband, Les, his family is huge into Reading Rodeo. And so, again, I just kind of married into it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. And I love how not only that, but you also support so many things that are Reading related as well. And we're going to talk about some of that later in the hour. But what are you working on right this minute to get the rodeo off the ground?
It's thrilling. I cleaned some bathrooms. You know,
atta girl.
He does bars and clubhouse, so I helped him clean up some of the bars. He's definitely the stronger of us two. The buildings and ground crew, they work year-round. I think most people don't realize that the Reading Rodeo is 100% volunteers.
Wow.
Two of them are right here, Carl and Linda.
Aww.
Carl's always at work days. Linda does so much in the community.
Yeah.
So saying that I'm the heart, I don't know. I think we have several hearts.
That's just like Bonnie's deflect.
Yeah.
The attention is on you.
Yeah. Instead of just absorbing it in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing, too, is that any volunteer group, you can have 100 members. And I will say this, any volunteer group, you'll have like 100 members, but there'll be like 20% that will be, you know, like there'll be 20, 25 that are there most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there'll be like 10 that'll be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not because people have bad intentions, it's because life and work,
100%.
Catches up with everybody. Family events, things, you know, that there's a, or there'll be two events going at the same time. Like on Friday and this Saturday, there's going to be putting the shade up for the animals. At the same time, Chicks and Chaps is going. So there's a number of us over there helping out with Chicks and Chaps.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we have a good core group there, and we've gotten some new members in.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
You know, that one family, father and two sons.
Yep.
I mean, the sons are young. When I say young, in their 20s, and which is really young. And we've had other new groups, new members joining, and which we really like.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, they dropped the average age of the work crews from 65 to 40.
So. Don't tell.
Okay. So, just a question.
Sure.
People who go to the rodeo, we kind of just show up, and we enjoy it and everything. So
I love that.
But you get started well in advance.
Next week.
But you've been doing other preparatory things to lead up to next week.
This group of rodeo people, they work year-round. Yeah. I mean, it's year-round. We host events throughout the year, barrel racing, the motocross, the Stillwater Powwow. Something that's near and dear to my heart is if there's a big fire, we're the evacuation center for large animals.
Yes.
And that is hosted, you know, and volunteers completely stay there, you know, to make sure the horses and everybody are okay.
Let's talk about those volunteers that stay there. Lesson body, bring your trailer in. They are there 24 hours a day for as long as the emergency exists. We evacuated last year or the year before.
Year before.
Brought our horse in. They, you know, put them in a, you know, one of our pens, big pens, and they made sure that they were fed, that they had water and everything, and then they were there watching it. And it wasn't just horses. There were llamas, goats.
Alpacas.
Wow. Alpacas. Wow. I mean, you name it. It was there. We had one of the feed companies, donated tons of hay.
Yeah.
For that. Yeah. Yep. I can't remember their name.
It's Shasta Farm down in Cottonwood. Shasta Farm.
Yeah. Shasta Farm down in Cottonwood. Big shout out to them. But when we talk about that, and she said, oh, we have volunteers.
We do. Well, no, and you were there, too, all the time. The thing is, those animals are frightened, and I grew up with farm animals and livestock. Les grew up with horses. My joke is, if you ever see me on a horse and it's running, go the same way because something bad happened. You have to be there for the community. Everyone, the horses and animals are stressed. The people are stressed. They don't know what's, you know, it's rough. And so that's one way the rodeo, and there's no charge to the people. We just,
no charge.
We hang.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So,
we need to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's right. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design. They'll help you design that special piece of jewelry, and then they'll build it for you. They did our wedding rings.
And by the way, they have donated a beautiful concho belt. That's a Navajo piece for the Chicks and Chaps luncheon on Saturday, and it's a fabulous piece. So, and little pieces of turquoise throughout the entire belt. Gorgeous.
Voted best in the North State 4 years in a row, and there's a reason for it. You know, they have great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, been in the business over 30 years here, locally owned, locally operated, and just good people down there. Located on 2225 Hilltop Drive. Right here in Reading, kind of across the street from C.R. Gibbs, and open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Shasta County is built by real people. Families working hard, small business owners taking risks, neighbors who care about this community. But in District 1, too many decisions are made without the people living with the consequences. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for District 1 Supervisor to fight for the people who make this county work, to protect public safety, strengthen mental health services, and defend taxpayer dollars with accountability. This seat doesn't belong to insiders or politicians. It belongs to the people. It's time to take back our seat.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org. Everybody calls and say liars.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Get off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for Supervisor, standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, for non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. That's right. If you're just kind of projectile vomiting, but it's not life... But it's not life-threatening, or you've got the flu symptoms or something like that. Why not wait in the comfort and safety of your home and arrive at your projected treatment time and you'll be seen? You just go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Fast Track, and they're going to ask you a couple questions. And, you know, if you're having problems breathing or something, they're going to tell you, come on in, or chest pains, they're going to tell you, come in right now, don't wait. But for other things, why not wait at home and then go there and just walk in and be treated? That's Fast Track, only at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
So once a month we have Ask Our Woman of the Year. You have been nominated as Citizen of the Year, Mimi Mosley, to come on our morning show. You've always been a lovely a voice of support and love and respect in our community. Everybody likes to follow your posts and see your lovely face wherever we go. And so we said, come on, Mimi, and do a show where you can select a guest that would be somebody you think is an outstanding woman in the community. So we started this last month.
Yeah.
And this month is, of course, on this Wednesday, and the show is called She Speaks. Mm-hmm. And today, tell us once again about your special selection of a guest we all know and love very much.
This time of year, everybody loves the rodeo, and one of my favorite people, period, is in the studio with us, Bonnie Mason, and she is, if there is an event, if she's not involved in volunteering there, she is reposting, going to it, taking pictures, encouraging them so much. She is truly the heart of our community, and we are so thankful for that. But right now, it's rodeo time.
It is rodeo time.
And we are so excited about that. And we know that there's going to be a new event this year starting in just a few days, a week from Saturday, I believe.
May 9th. So it's formerly was the steak feed. Now it's the launch party. Bigger and better things. The tickets, of course, are available at readingrodeo.com. Don't get them anywhere else. You'll get scammed. If you follow the social media on Facebook, Instagram, all of that, our social media guy always puts all the stuff up. The $20 ticket will get you a tri-tip dinner. If you buy it at the gate, it's going to be $25. Mutton busting starts around 5:30, which is a blast. I love watching those kids, future of rodeo.
Now, we're talking 150 kids lined up in like a day, maybe
correct,
a day and a half.
One day.
150 kids and more, but we can only take 150 because we only have so many sheep.
Right.
And they're from that 150, 40 will be selected to participate.
48. There's 48. 12 a night.
12 a night will participate in our Reading Rodeo.
Correct.
12 each night for the four nights.
Yeah, it's a random draw, so there's no like, oh gosh, you know, this kid gets over that kid.
No, nothing.
Thank heavens for computer programs, and they randomly draw the 12 kids for each night. Also at the launch party, there's a DJ, there's a band, the bars will be open.
Line dancing.
That starts at five.
Yeah. Veteran Boots is coming and teaching line dancing. And honestly, if they can teach me how to line dance, they can teach anyone.
I'm with you.
They're amazing. So it's going to be a fun night. And you're in there in the rodeo arena and.
Which has been rolled.
It's rolled hard.
So you're walking like on hard ground there.
Yeah. Definitely wear appropriate footwear though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
for sure.
I'm always guilty of not wearing the best shoes, but it is an absolute blast and it's the perfect kickoff for rodeo week. And then we just start in hardcore on Monday.
That's so wonderful. And then, but there are so many people that even for something like that to pull it off.
Oh my gosh.
Say someone comes to it and they go, you know, how do I get involved in this rodeo thing?
Oh, it's so simple. If you go to readingrodeo.com and look, get involved. And there's four clubs to Reading Rodeo. There's the Reading Rodeo Association. There's the Reading Women's Rodeo Association. There's the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary. And the Reading Junior Rodeo Association, which is the future of rodeo. And that's our juniors association.
And do you have to know a lot about rodeo world or anything like that to volunteer?
They've kept me in there.
Yeah.
So I would say no. You just want to have that love to volunteer. And like I always say, you're going to be around the best people, having a great time, and tons of laughs, and you're going to work hard.
That's so good.
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
You are so much fun. Like I said earlier, every event I go to, you're there. And the wonderful thing for me is I may seem like an extrovert, but I'm really an introvert.
I secretly am as well.
Well, you hide it well.
Thank you.
But when I go to an event, if I see you, you search me out and you make me feel welcome. And I think you do that for everyone. I don't think I'm special
way. Everyone's special. And you know what? We live in the best area. I think we forget that sometimes. The North State has so much to offer. I mean, from outdoor stuff to music. I love going to the symphony at the Cascade. That's astonishing.
Yeah.
We have a lot of performing arts things here through Riverfront and the PAC. The fair comes up in June. I mean, there's so much to do. We have the great downtown now.
Yeah, we do.
My parents had a business in downtown Reading back in the 60s, and I'm sure my dad is just overjoyed with all this progress. So it's amazing where it's come.
That's great.
Yep.
What's your favorite part of the rodeo?
Oh, gosh. I would have to say probably stir wrestling, tie down roping, and, of course, I'll go with the classic barrel racing. Only because those two are ranch-based. and then barrel racing, because Lord knows I could never do that.
Yeah.
So I am very impressed by the horsemanship of those those folks.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't just a small town deal, is it?
No, we're in the top 40 of over 600 rodeos in the nation, and we're one of, I believe, I want to say 33 or 36 rodeos that have made it to the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yep.
And what about to be in that upper echelon, what does that afford us as a community?
It's the best sport. It's a great sporting event.
So people, it's not just Reading people who come.
Oh, gosh, no. No, people come from out of the area. You'll meet people from all over. And it's funny because we lived in San Diego for 18 years and went to the Lakeside Rodeo and the Poway Rodeo and stuff. And we'll see people coming up from Poway.
Wow.
We're like, hey, remember when? So it's definitely a popular event, and we're one of the top rodeos. So it's a thing to be proud of for our little area.
So good. And it's live,
correct.
I believe, isn't it?
On the Cowboy Channel.
On the Cowboy Channel,
streams live every night.
That's so cool.
It is.
You know, we try to watch some of these shows on TV that, you know, like the Yellowstone and things like that, and we look at the things that they do, and it looks so simple. But these cowboys and cowgirls and all of them, this is a career.
And they are world-class athletes. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
We're going to have to take a break.
Okay.
We're here with Mimi Mosley. Mimi Mosley, this is her hour of her show called She Speaks, where she gets to bring on an outstanding woman in the community. And that was always the premise of her show. Love this. Bonnie Mason is here as her guest right here on KCNR. We can't wait to come back because I've got something to add too about Bonnie when we come back from this from this break.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. Yes, I'm proud of that barbershop. I found them in 2007 when I moved here and never been to any place else. They were founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Subway or Lucky Miller's, if that's what you remember. Never had a bad haircut there. Now, I can also make an appointment so it works on my schedule. Two different ways. One, the old-fashioned way, I call them at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy and go to Booksy in Cypress Square Barbershop, Redding, California, and set up your appointment. And they send you a confirmation, and they send you an email to remind you about it that day. Gosh, what can I say? It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Yes. We'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually, as an office, have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is, if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time.
Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Fight with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees.
Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top charters.
Reserve tickets today at Wind River.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bob can buy the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening thanks to our amazing sponsors. Milwaukee Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Franciscat has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. All right, welcome back to our morning program here on KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Vaught on 96.5 FM.
And even though we're
1460 AM, we are streaming also on our website, kcnrradio.com, and you can always listen back to the archives of all of our programs.
And you can go to our Facebook page, you can just go to my page and all that kind of stuff. Hey, Redding Rodeo, we're talking about it. May 13th through the 16th, we have sold out Friday and Saturday night, and Thursday is getting close.
Yep.
And so, there's still tickets available. Go to RedingRodeo.com. I'm telling you, Wednesday is Native American Appreciation Night, and it is a beautiful night.
Yes.
I mean, Native dancers in the arena. It's great. Mutton busting, everything. The top performers in the nation are going to be here in Redding, and it's going to go on nationwide TV. 13th through the 16th, go to RedingRodeo.com and get those tickets before they're gone.
Yep.
And we're here with Mimi Mosley and her monthly show, She Speaks.
Yeah, and Linda, I think you had something you wanted to touch on.
Well, okay, your guest, and we love her as well as Bonnie Mason this morning. We never know who Mimi's going to bring in. So when she said, my guest, I want to bring in Bonnie Mason, hello. This is wonderful, and I just want our audience to know that we have done the national anthem. In the past, it's been like, well, can you sing, or can, you know, Scott sing, or, and so last year, for the first time, we did like what we called an open call. So I just want to quickly say that this year, what we did is we promoted it differently, and Nancy Hill across the way, who's in charge of the Reading Arts Council, put it out online so people could sign up. And, so there were four judges there, and it was at the clubhouse, and Bonnie was there all 31.
Wow.
30. And we listened to every single one sing the entire song, and four judges that critique, write down what they, and this time cowboys came in the red shirts so they could witness. this is what it is, and this is what it is when you include your community to know that this isn't, oh, well, you're somebody's cousin that gets asked all the time. This was open for all people to come, and it was a great master class. It's always a great master class because, you know, the judges were Lynn Curry, who is a voice coach. Scott Lewis has sung a million times, and he's also in the worship, and he's at his church, and he's phenomenal, pitch-perfect guy.
Yes.
And then Nancy, who's head of the Arts Council, and myself, and then one of the cowboys. But Bonnie was there the entire time to get people in the room, make sure people had food and water, that looked beautiful, and you were there till closing and cleaned up. So thank you for that.
Of course.
You were just as much vitally important to those four. And I just want to put a plug in. Tomorrow night, all four of those singers are going to be on my show at 6 p.m.
I can't wait.
Wonderful. We're going to interview them, find out about what night they're on, and then Scott Lewis will be here as well because we want to talk about the process and what it is to sing the national anthem at the Reading Rodeo, which will be televised.
What a great
Thank
honor.
You.
So
much.
You were in part of that too, Bonnie.
You know what? It's an honor because,
Endless.
I mean, what better song? And,
yeah.
I mean, it's the national anthem. It's the national anthem. It's very important.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing it and organizing it.
Yeah. So, Bonnie, we've talked a lot about the rodeo.
Yes.
I want to just move aside for just a minute because I know your heart isn't only for the rodeo. What's another area that you pour your passion into in Reading?
We volunteer all over the place. Probably my next biggest thing is the Shasta District Fair. When we were kids growing up, everybody entered in the fair. I've always done baked goods or sewing. I think I had a steer for 45 seconds and realized that was way too much work. So we both, I'm on the Friends of the Fair board. Les is on the appointed board for the, I think we're the 27th Ag District. But that comes up in June, and there's tons of events there. We just love the fair. That was always one of our special summer dates when we were dating 1,000 years ago. So it's a lot of fun. It's an important day.
So, again, if someone wants to get involved with the fair, how would one do that?
You would contact the fair. Melanie Silva is the CEO of the fair, and she actually helps us out at rodeo. So she would be the go-to for that.
That's great. You were like the Pied Piper of volunteers. I think you just, people want to be around you, and then they realize how much fun it is. You
oh,
do
gosh.
Bring the fun to everything that
Thank
you do.
Thank you. I have to give it up to my parents. They were the best. So, and they volunteered for everything, and everything us, me and my sisters did. So I come by it honestly. I'm
That's
very
so
fortunate.
Good. That's so good.
Thank you.
Is there an area that you've always wanted to be involved in and you haven't stepped into that yet?
No.
Okay.
If I want to volunteer for something, I will pester those people till they let me.
Okay.
We helped a drum and bugle corps. Our kids are very active in the music scene, so we've been to 45 states with different drum corps, traveling, doing, Les was the equipment manager, I was the cook. So that was an important part. Arts are important. And
it really is.
You can't overstate that. Not everybody can be a football star, but everybody can sing.
Yeah.
So
that's so good.
I'm sorry, but that may not be true. Everybody
well,
can sing.
Did hear someone earlier in the show.
Everybody can sing. Not maybe not well.
Right.
We're not
they
Linda.
They could be in a pep rally.
Yeah.
You know, they could be in the pep band and be part of what it is to be team spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was the worst cheerleader at Central Valley High School. So, yes, anybody can do it. So.
Oh, that's so good. Let's see. We're going to bounce back to the rodeo now.
Okay.
And we do have Chicks and Chaps coming up. It looks like that might be sold out,
mm-hmm.
Linda. If you'll just tell us when that is. And
it's Saturday.
Saturday.
It's at the Senior Center. This year we tried something different where we were doing it off the rodeo grounds. And Bonnie would know because you were president of Chicks and Chaps, what, how many years?
Of the auxiliary.
Yeah.
For 7 years.
Yeah, right. So thank you, and you did such a great job.
Oh, thank you.
And so anyway, we tried something different. It's May 2nd, and the tickets are not for sale now on Eventbrite.
Okay.
So there's a certain time you close it off. But we're going to see perhaps there may be a couple, we'll see. at the last minute things, but you know, you kind of have to do your food count and all that count. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And do you have, are you participating as volunteer in that?
I am a volunteer. I'll help with setup and tear down and stuff.
And then do you need any assistance there?
These girls have it lined up, man. They are awesome. So they have all the t-shirts. They look amazing. Oh, gosh. No. Linda and her crew. Terry Morlock is the chair. It's amazing.
Yay, so, Terry.
That's so good. Yep. Yeah.
And I'm pouring wine. I have taken my online class to become a alcohol beverage pourer.
Right on.
Oh, no. It's one of the toughest online tests I've taken. But I will be pouring. So watch out.
But that's just, that is one of the Chicks and Chaps is under the Women's Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's so many other aspects to the rodeo as well.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So many, like we're talking about with the mutton busting and other fundraisers that go along.
Yeah. Well, even like with mutton busting, you have the people checking them in, making sure the kids have their helmets, make sure the kids have their vests, they have long sleeves, they have boots. You know, you have the right pronunciation of their name. So when they're saying their name over national television, you're not saying Bonnet, it's Bonnie.
Right.
So, you know, it's things that people don't think of until you're in the moment and you go, oh gosh, I need to think of this.
That's so good.
And like Carl said, going back, is that how many kids signed up within a matter of a 24-hour period, or their family, or their kids, because they have to be a certain weight and a certain age.
Yep. Correct. And I used to help long ago, and the team they have in there now is absolutely astonishing. They're amazing. And they have it fine-tuned to where it's all, you know, the computers pick, and it's so much better. Gosh, they've done a great job.
So what happens if you have most of those kids just get on there and go for it. What happens if you get one little guy or one
and they
little
don't
gal
want to?
And they panic at the last minute. What do you do?
That would probably have been me. you just tell them you did a great job, and their name still goes in the draw.
Okay, good.
So
that's wonderful. So you were talking earlier about the launch. And you also said there'd be mutton busting there.
Correct.
So I understand there's going to be a certain number every night of the rodeo.
Correct.
But at the launch, what does that part of the mutton busting look like?
Thank heavens I am not integral to that anymore. But there's 150 kids that will be riding sheep at some part of that night.
Okay.
So.
Yep. It starts at 5.
Correct.
On the launch party. And they're lining up the Rodeo Association, because 150 kids, putting them on, even though they're 5 to 7, can't be over 60 pounds.
Correct.
So, but every kid has a little flak jacket, and they have helmets. Mm-hmm. And like Bonnie said, if they don't want to, like they get there and they just change their mind, nobody forces them. We just lift them off and hand them back to their parents.
Well, and I think it's important to mention, too, that we don't charge. A lot of rodeos do charge a fee for mutton busting. Reading Rodeo does not.
That's
so it is free to those kids. You just have to get in under the wire of getting signed up.
That's great.
So
good.
Here you go.
Yep.
And it was kind of surprising to us to have it filled up one day.
I bet.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And this one guy that his son rode last year and he's going to ride this year, he goes, when is it? I said, it's going to be this day, but I'd sign up, you know, because of last year I had to help you get in.
Yeah.
And he goes, he did not realize the popularity of this event.
Yeah.
And people in the stands love it.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And this guy we're talking about, we could say his name out loud.
But we're not.
His kid has been practicing. He's been amped all year long.
That I love. I love.
Great?
That's
great.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of that. Yeah.
Is it? I was assuming it was break time.
Oh, it is break time.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm glad somebody knows what's going on.
We'll be right back here on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Richard Gallardo is running for Supervisor District 1. His opponents have had many votes in their respective offices. One voted for an illegal land sale, bloated budgets, large government salary raises, and supported a sales tax increase. The other voted for installing surveillance cameras, attempting to stop a citizen petition, large increases in public health programs, and avoids true fiscal transparency and accountability. Go to GallardoForSupervisor.com. Paid for by Gallardo for Supervisor District 1, 2026.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th. Drift away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock. Spiked with a splash of hip-hop. Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees. Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top charters. Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palace Eagle location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at RedingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at RedingBarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to this final edition here of KCNR 96.5 FM on Free Fire Radio. This is the Mimi Mosley Hour, and she is here with her special guest and our special guest in the studio, Bonnie Mason. Mimi, shoot, I know you were talking at the break, and we kind of went over time, but you've got some last-minute questions.
Yeah, I do. First of all, I know that you did not mention this, but you volunteer at Cool April Nights.
Yep.
So as soon as that was over, you went home, went to sleep, and then now you're working rodeo. And I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about the history of the rodeo, because you're kind of in the loop about that. And tell us, you know, why you're in the loop, your dad and all of that.
My dad was friends with Mr. Bama, Sheriff Bama, and Sego Mazzini and all those guys. You just grow up around here and you know the history of it just because it's there. And Sheriff Bama started it back in 1948. There was rodeos beforehand, and he just professionalized it and moved it down to the old rock quarry down there where it's at now.
I never knew that was a rock quarry.
The monolith,
I didn't either.
The monolith is part of the system that got the gravel and stuff from the dam and brought it down there.
And went all the way to Beltline?
Correct.
And then Beltline went up?
Correct.
Okay. See? What would we have done without you? So right now, all systems are go for the rodeo.
Yes, ma'am.
And the rodeo tomorrow is Chicks. I'm sorry, not tomorrow.
Saturday.
Saturday is Chicks and Chaps. Starting next week on Saturday.
That's the launch party.
That's the launch party. And then what are other things that are happening throughout the week?
Special Kids Day, which is on Monday, and that's by invitation only. And it is probably, you want to talk about heart, that is it. If you want to feel good about your life, go watch those kids get on horses.
Aww.
Again, it's invitation only, and the chairperson for that does a great job. Then rodeo starts on Wednesday, and we just go full bore, and then rodeo church on Sunday.
That's great. So Wednesday night is Native American night. Is
correct.
That correct?
Right. Native American Appreciation Night.
Appreciation night.
And they dance and they do. It's just wonderful.
It's amazing.
It's
beautiful.
Thursday is family night. Okay. And
Friday
is
Buck and Cancer night.
Yeah.
And then
Enough to Wear Pink.
Correct. And then on Saturday, it's Patriots night.
That's great. And you just mentioned Rodeo Church. What is that?
Gosh, I'm the worst person to ask about that. I'm helping Les during all that. It basically, Carl can probably elaborate on this more. He's had more with it.
A gent that goes all over the United States. And what he does is he ties in treating people the way you want to be treated, but he ties it in with training a horse. Mm. He gets a horse that's never had a saddle on it. And during his time out there, he will gentle that horse. But last year, we had no idea, 7,000 people filled the stands.
We thought it was going to be around 1,500, and there was
7,000 people.
It was packed.
Now, they are such good people. They come in, you know, because you've just had the last night of rodeo. They come in and make sure everything's prepped, and then they clean up afterwards.
Wow.
So it does us, you know, it does us a favor, too. But
that's amazing.
This is a big event, and he's going to be back this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage people that, you know, to see something like this.
That's great.
And, it had 7,000 people.
Again, go to the social media, you know, Running Rodeo on Facebook, and there's
and
a ton of links.
It's listed there.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
That's great. Is there anything that you wanted to share that we did not touch on?
I don't know, because this is not my usual strength, is not tooting my own horn. So
we'll do it for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But, no, just if you're in the community and you go to something and you enjoy it, and please realize there is a ton of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of complaining about something, maybe volunteer and see if you can make it better. If there's, you know, oh, my gosh, I had to wait in line for this, well, then volunteer and maybe they will have two lines, and that way you're not waiting in line.
That's so good.
Silly things.
You go to Reading Rodeo Association. com, and we have places there for volunteers, but all the different places all have something in there.
Everybody does, and there's so many opportunities. There's so many great events. Blake always has all his events listed.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible how much there is to do around here, and I'm sure every single one of them need volunteers.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, instead of complaining, volunteer.
Right.
Yeah. And you've got a lot of sponsors for the rodeo. I know that's putting you on the spot. We don't want you to necessarily
thank you
bring all of these to mind, but maybe there's a business listening right now, and they go, wow, I didn't even think about being a sponsor.
Well, you know, gosh, they do such – Ted Bambino does a great job with all the sponsors, and – I mean, me personally, there's a couple that I just love. Block Beverage, they give back to the community. Pepsi does a great job, and I'm not just tooting their own horn because I don't drink soda or beer, but they're just really good, community-minded people. There is 1,000 great sponsors in Reading Rodeo. You'll see their signs around the arena. You'll see them in our program book, and support those people. So that's the best way you can do is if you see those businesses, go and support them.
That's so good.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you, Bonnie. I know, gosh, you don't like to be pushed to the microphone, but we are so thankful for people like you, and I hope that others will follow in your your lead.
Oh, my gosh, me too. The more volunteers out there, you know, many hands make light work, and hopefully maybe somebody is going to go, oh, you know what, okay, I'll volunteer for my favorite event.
That's right.
And that's what makes it worth it.
That's right. Thank you, Bonnie. So, we appreciate
thank you. Thank you, both of you. Mimi, who do you have on schedule for next month?
Well, we're Carl and I are talking about May because the last Monday falls on Memorial Day. But we're going to see if we can move that up.
We're going to get it because I think it's important. It's really a cool show.
It is.
And so we'll get you in a minute.
Yeah, and we do have someone already scheduled for June, which is going to be super cool.
Mm-hmm. So you're not letting any names?
I'm not going to let
any names. Just going to have to wait.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, tomorrow Troy Payne is coming in for his show on Veterans Affairs. We'll be talking about all the different things that are happening, the different initiatives down in Sacramento that's going to affect veterans. That and much more. But Mimi and Bonnie, thank you so much for being with us today. I enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
Everybody, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to start getting warm, so be aware of that. And God bless America.
Amen.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.